Send a call and all my niggas with me riding. Dressing room like we keep bitches on the rider. Bus full of white girls singing I can Nelly. Mama, I think I just met me a Madonna. Oh, nah, nah, everything.
Hey guys, welcome back to an all new episode of Lit Like Leash, the podcast, the only podcast on the internet that gives you the three best things in life, and that's weed, chicks, and vibes. So go ahead and light up your bongs, blunts, and joints, and spark up your mind.
That would be a different type of day.
Yeah, I wasn't, Zach's over here bossing people around. Are we starting? Okay, good, so they did hear that part. I wanted them to hear the Zach part. You got the Zach part, right? That you always boss me around?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I mean, I just turned the volume off.
That's crazy. I'll cut that. I just like fucking with Zach because he's not in here. All right. So, welcome back to another dope-ass episode of the Lit Like Leash podcast, the only podcast on the internet that give you those three best things. And since you guys are new, you know, I'll tell you what they are. They're weed, chicks, and vibes.
Heard.
Yes. So every time you come on Lit Like Leash, you know you get hella weed, hella chicks, and some good ass vibes.
Yes.
All right. So, introduce yourselves. I'm excited to have you ladies on here. Let them know who's in the studio.
We're excited to be here.
So, my name is Cheryls. Cheryls with the curls.
And I am Sanj.
And we're also known as SNS.
Hey, what do you ladies do?
So, we create super dope fire vibes. No, we're singers, we're songwriters. I'm also learning how to make beats, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How old are you guys? My fault.
21.
Okay. Hey, all right. Well, you guys look 22. Mad young.
I just turned. She's 21. I just turned 20.
Yeah. Okay, you just turned 20. Yeah. Okay. And do you guys go to school at all?
Not right now.
Yeah. Not currently.
Currently. But I don't need it. Like she was saying, like we're creators. She's going to make beats. I've been singing since I was really young, mm-hmm. and I do like acting, dancing, and all that. So any arts like writing, drawing, painting.
Mm-hmm. Into all of it.
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Oh, that's very, very dope. A lot of artists are like that, especially the good ones, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. your mind needs to do a lot of things, right, you know what I'm saying? Keep it going.
Any way to get out the creativity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Very dope. Well, welcome to the Lit Like Leash podcast.
Who are you? You didn't even introduce yourself. You know who I am. Well, welcome.
I am Only God Dope. Shouts out to Leash for letting me co-host once again. And yeah, what's up, man? We out here.
Dope. Before we start, I have to ask, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Leo through and through.
I'm a Leo. Hey. What's your birthday?
July 24th.
Mine's August 19th.
Oh, you're one of those.
So I'm a cuss. Yeah. I'm a cuss. I'm a little bit Virgo. I have a little Virgo in me.
I have a little bit of Cancer in me.
I feel a cuss right there.
That's so weird how deep that goes. Like that's like a, I don't even know how to explain it.
It's big in the creative world.
Yeah, I will tell you. I never was really into that, and then I read up. You like it. And I was like, this is actually real.
Right, you rolled it.
Yeah.
I connect.
Mm-hmm. But it's not like one of those daily horoscopes. Like, it's not just like that's a Leo.
It's what are yours?
I'm a Taurus. She's a Leo.
I get along so well with Taurus.
I'm a Scorpio.
Really? You're a Scorpio? Yeah. Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
Scorpios, just cause like I've met a few like Scorpios, and it's just like I don't know how to come about Scorpios.
Like, you gotta
I'm
always
still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm low key friends with a lot of Tauruses. Like,
I'm always friends with a lot of Tauruses. Yeah. I don't know.
Leo and Taurus must be like something.
Because you guys have a whole group together. They coexist so well with each other. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for some reason, I know what it is.
Yeah.
But yes. Glad to have you ladies on. If you want, we can get into the first segment of the podcast, which is What's the Strain? So we tell them what we smoked on, who rolled it, what do you like to eat or do edibles with, or you could tell us the reason as to why.
It's the horror story.
But we'll tell them what the strain is first.
Tell us.
This strain is, I want to say Purple Urkel.
Purple Urkel.
Purple Urkel. I got it from East Orange. Shout out to the East Orange plugs out there. And we rolled it in the backwood. Your girl is still trying to succeed at rolling backwood. So
doing a good
job. It's a hard life out here.
It's
I don't understand.
You're doing good.
Is it pulling? Is it beautiful?
Yeah.
That's cold rolled by me, by the way, because I definitely
that's
came in with
I
the band-aid.
Okay, I was going to introduce that. It's definitely
cold rolled by me. Co-host cold rolled.
Yeah. Co-host cold rolled. I like that.
That's cool right there.
Yeah.
We always come up with shit on the air. But anyway, first of all, tell me when was the first time you ladies started smoking, and how often do you smoke?
So, you want to go first?
I'll never forget my first time smoking. I was super late to everything that was, like, different because my parents were super strict growing up, and they were super, like, aware of everything. And so, my first time smoking, I was before one of my best friend's sweet 16s. I think I was, like, 15, though, because I'm always the younger one. Because, you know, summer baby is always
always the younger one.
And at my friend's house, we smoked, and I literally bugged out. And she kept telling me, Sandra, you're bugging me out. I swear, I was looking at the phone and the text, and the letters were popping out at me. I was like, this is not real life. I was like, something is wrong.
Oh, my God.
And
And
it was super weird because she rolled with a piece of, like, real paper. Like, it was a piece of paper from a book. Uh-huh. I don't know why she did that. I still don't know why. Like, it was so weird. And then I just was patiently waiting.
So she ripped out a piece of paper from a notebook?
Yes.
I've done that before. Those are hard times.
It was not comfortable. I was struggling. My throat
was
burning.
Struggle burn.
I was like, this is not a fun time for me. And then literally I just remember patiently waiting. Not even patiently. I was a little scared, but I was waiting for it to be over.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't smoke for mad long after that.
Mad long. That makes
me
sad when I hear that.
I was not outside. Like, I was inside. I was, like, not doing that. And then I've gone through, I feel like, phases throughout my life where, like, I smoke more, smoke less. Also depends on, like, who you're hanging out with. I feel like, because I feel like smoking is such a social thing. I prefer to socially smoke, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I've gone through times, like, months period where I was not smoking at all. Like, 6 months I did not smoke one. And then I started smoking again. And because I've had bad, you know, those bad highs and those good highs. So recently,
that's what you're getting high with too.
Yeah,
I agree.
Recently though, we've been on good high highs. So
yeah,
I'm gonna keep that going.
Yeah, we've recently had some great
highs.
Well,
so,
tell me, Cheryl's you and tell me.
Yeah, go
story.
On, girl.
I don't even know where to start. So, growing up, I used to call myself Disney Channel. That Disney Channel sober life.
I got a story. All right, go.
My dream was to always be on Disney Channel, like. It's Cheryl's, and you're watching Disney Channel. Yes, exactly.
If we have the visual, I totally will make you do that right
like,
now.
So, I entered high school freshman year, and it was my English class.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in the back, super talkative. I would nonstop, like, just talk, till one day my teacher was like, yo, you talk too much, shut the fuck up, move me to the front.
Canceler.
That never worked. Like, it never worked for me.
I lost my friends. They were all the way in the back, like, you know, like, separated, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I miss you.
So I met my soon-to-be ex.
Soon-to-be ex. That's hilarious.
Shouts
out to that
visitor.
Nigga.
Well, hello.
Is that braids? Little braids just walked in.
I like that color. Orange hello. Is so
hey, shout yeah, out to the really gang. What's up? What's up?
So I was moved to the front, and I looked to my right, and there was this, you know, kid all to himself, like, sketching. You know, like, those students that are just, like, to themselves, like, sketching all of that, you know. So serious. Yeah. And I'm, like, the total opposite. I'm like, hi, what's up? What are you drawing? Like, can I see?
Like, what's your name?
Yeah. So we became cool after a while. I eventually found out he was a rapper. So he made music as well, which is really cool.
One of those creatives.
Yeah, one of those, like, low-key creatives. Which is, like, super,
It's explained now.
Super, super dope.
Yeah.
So it was 420, mind you. Sober kid, never drank, never smoked, nothing. And he was like, yo, smoke. It was a group of us. And I smoked so much. I was so high. When I tell you, we smoked all day. I skipped school to smoke.
Okay.
Yeah, that Disney Channel sober life ended 420.
Rebel.
Yeah, so
I'm
walking down the hall, right, and of his house. And I'm going down the stairs, and I realize, I'm like, wait a minute. I think I peed my pants.
Wait. I need a soundboard. Re-fucking wine. You caught me. I was in my heart. I was chilling. You saw me. I caught back. Like,
yo, I know everything about this girl, and I haven't even heard the story. I'm confused.
God. Wait, that was like ASAP Rocky. Remember ASAP Rocky?
Yeah. Semen all on the floor. Slipping on semen.
Yeah.
She caught her off guard. She said,
wait a minute. What did you say?
Alright, you said you peed.
So I'm going down the stairs and I'm like,
wait, and you were with a guy?
Yeah, it was just a group of us, yeah. And I'm like, wait a minute. I start like panicking. I'm like, hold up, I think I peed my pants. Yeah, literally, it's just like,
it just came out.
You actually did pee your pants.
So it turns out I didn't pee my pants.
Girl.
Why'd she have this hype for nothing?
What kind of weed was you on?
You just thought you peed your pants. I've been there. I'm not going to lie. I thought I peed my pants. I've definitely been there. Sometimes I would get so high, I would be afraid that I peed my pants.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not lying.
Wait a minute, what happened? What's going on? Yeah, that was the first time I smoked. The reason why I don't do edibles now.
Let us know.
I tried an edible with my girl. We're headed to some party, some function. Mm-hmm. And whatever, it hadn't hit. But we're walking to the party. It's like midsummer, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we finally get to the party, open the door, hits me, smacks me in the face.
As soon as you hit the door.
I swear on everything, everyone was staring at me. Everybody was staring at me.
But I bet you
grinding my teeth. I was grinding my teeth. I couldn't. It was the worst. And then I don't know why, but I felt like I was on replay. Like, it was just like,
wait, like one of those,
like, yo, it was stuck.
Like a broken record.
Like the world.
Yeah.
Was it like low key, like spinning?
Like, it was just weird.
But it felt like it was going in slow mo.
You know what it felt like? I was a boomerang. I was living a boomerang. It was just like, I felt like I was just repeating everything I was doing. Mm. It was weird.
Trippy.
You know?
Whoa. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I would open the fridge. And I'm like, wait, did I really open the fridge? But then I would replay myself opening the fridge.
Like, you think about it in your head, the way it went down, because you're not sure.
Exactly.
Did I just do that or not?
Yeah. It was just really off for me. So I laid off the edibles.
Bro,
honestly. Edibles don't get me high to keep it 100. Like,
Are you for real?
I've eaten a couple edibles so far, and they've never done anything. Unless I smoke on top. There was this one time I smoked on top of edible. I was blasted.
I always smoke on top of edibles. Because I smoke on
top. Bro, the one time I tried edibles, We first of all, it was brownies. We got it from this random kid, me and my friend. It was just me and my friend. He was like, let's do this, like, let's Quan, just me and you. I was like, yeah, okay. I was like, this is a big step for me, but I guess I'll.
I guess I'll do this.
I'm a big girl now.
So we go to pick up for this kid, this random ass kid. I end up finding out later, this kid did not know how to make it, ended up putting way too much THC oil in it, like, messed us up. But so let me tell you. So we take it. We take half. Split it half and half. I'm being responsible. I'm like, I'm not going to have a full one that's split in half. We go to the mall. Don't ask me why we went to the mall. I don't know why that was a good idea either, bro. It's bad decisions all around. Mm-hmm. We go to the mall. The first 10 minutes, bro, I'm laughing. I've never laughed. I'm like, this is great. I'm having a great time. Suddenly,
yeah,
it switches. I'm looking at the floor. The floor is moving. Uh-huh. I'm like, no. Yeah. I go to the bathroom, yeah, trying to throw up. Everything is moving. I can't even see. I'm like, we end up going to the garage, going in the car. I was in that car for 7 hours, uh-huh, straight, just chilling. Done. Me and my friend both. We took turns. We throw up, get back in the car, just sit there.
Ooh.
And his friend was messing with us. He would roll down the window and say the same thing, over and over. And I was like, I'm dying. I'm like, never gonna get out of this. I was like, I'm never not gonna
That's
be happy.
Ever do drugs.
It was the worst time I've ever had, bro. So I will never touch an edible again because of that. It was the worst, bro. After I went home. I swear.
Hey, yo.
I went home. My
dad
was waiting.
You messing with the right plug.
Scary.
You gotta mess with Med Station. Have you guys messed with Med Station before?
No.
Listen, get with the right plugs. Get with Med Station. But you gotta get a membership. Just tell them you came from Lit Like Lee.
Heard you.
You know. Listen. I've been off some serious edibles before, but I've never had those type of experiences.
Bro, it was just a bad time.
That's why I get sad when I hear people have bad experiences with weed, because it's like, damn, that never happened to me, bro. Like,
well, that's a good thing, though. That's lucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever makeup you have inside you is helping you out.
Honestly, you're blessed.
You are blessed.
Ooh.
Blessed
and high.
Ooh.
We favored. Let me start. Anyway, I'm corny. If you guys want, we can get into the second segment, which is the What's the Tea segment.
Ooh.
We talk about the
tea. I always say tea. I'm like obsessed with
it. So no, it don't even have to be tea, and I just go, it's information, so it's tea. but did you guys hear about that TD Bank thing?
That was crazy. Honestly, what do you think was going on in his head? He's young. He was, 26?
I thought he had a kid, didn't he? Does he have a kid? I thought I read somewhere that he had a kid.
Like, what's the full story about this? Because I really don't know. I just
saw so I'm going to give you a small little leash blurb.
Please.
So, basically, homeboy went.
What's his name? I don't want to say his name. I think I know the name. His name is Drew Hughes. Okay.
This happened in Hackensack, New Jersey.
That's what he goes by, though? That's his government?
That's his government. He don't got a street name.
He don't got a street name?
He didn't mention the street name.
I thought I knew a street name. Okay.
I thought I saw a street name, but then I looked back. It was Drew Hughes.
Okay.
They must have wanted to put this government out there.
I don't want to implicate anybody, but so I'm not going to say the name. So.
He's implicated, all right. He's all over News 12.
Fox 5,
CNN. But, so basically this man, I thought I wrote down his age, but I think he's like 21. He went to TD Bank in Hackensack. He had the brilliant plan that he was about to get some money quick. You know, we all got those kind of schemes, trying to get some money real quick. But he thought he could do it without having a gun, because I guess he didn't get a gun or something. So he rolled up with a butter knife.
No!
Not like the butter knife you think of, like, you know, like, might be kind of sharp. If you're using the state, maybe. No, it's the butter knives that you use for cream cheese.
What?
The types of butter knives. So he was like, I'm going to just make it seem like it's an actual knife and cut it off the tip, so that way she can tell that it's he looked retarded.
You know what he was going through? A bad high. That's what he was going through.
I really believe homeboy was something.
How old was this guy? How old was he?
I think he's
21.
Early 20s. Early mid-20s.
Yeah. I read like early 20s.
Mm-hmm. So he tried to rob them with a butter knife. Mm-hmm. That obviously did not go well. Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
So then he went to the bank, and he went off up to the teller, and he said that he wants money, and gave him all the money in the cash register, or the cash drawer, or whatever. And so she gave him at first, she gave him $600. And that wasn't enough. So then he started screaming at her to give him more, so with the butter knife, and she gave him another $436. So that wasn't enough, so then he went to the next teller and was like, he wants more. Obviously, you're not getting, that's all they got in the cash drawer, bro, it's not a good day. You gotta go. Like, if you're not getting more than about $1,000, maybe. Yeah. But he wound up going off about, like, 15.
I Googled it, too. He's 22.
Oh, he's 22. 22.
And he said
facts.
It's for his daughter.
Oh, yes, I said. I thought he had a kid. Aww. I read that. He did it for his kid or something. But anyway, he pulled off in the Uber.
There you go. A Lyft. It's a Lyft.
Oh, a Lyft.
Oh,
it's a Lyft.
My God.
He pulled up in a Lyft.
Listen, that's why we got dope here, for the facts.
Yeah, he pulled up in a Lyft.
Yeah. Listen,
but yeah, but the Lyft got pulled over, and the Lyft driver is looking like,
I don't know.
He was like, yo, I just picked him up at the TD Bank.
He's a niche queen.
Listen, wouldn't you, if you were the Lyft driver, bro? I ain't got nothing to do with this. I'm just out here trying to make my quick 23, like, $22 ride.
Oh my gosh.
Like, come on.
He got out with like a grand.
That's what?
He got out with like a grand, like $1,000, a little more than the 1,000.
That's low-key sad. What he did try to do for daughter, but he really is not about that life. Like, he's really not about that. That's why he lived, had a butter knife.
Never seen. Oh.
Yeah, that is pretty sad.
It'll come to me. Keep going.
Wait, I know what you're talking about. Maybe. Is it with this guy?
The way we are describing this, some people are probably like, what the fuck? Denzel Washington. What is that movie he was in where his son was dying of cancer?
Yes.
John Q.
That movie is crazy.
It reminded me so much of that movie.
That movie is wild.
Haven't seen it.
It's really good.
I'm missing out.
But instead of like a kidney, it was money. Was it for a kidney? Like, why was he doing all that? Just so she can be raised, right? But that's just like $1,000-something, bro. Go trap. You can make that same amount in like a weekend.
Bro, judging from the fact that he's pulled up in the lift.
Is that
butter knife? He's not about that life.
That was what he thought of. I mean, it's still a weapon, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, especially if you cut the tip off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still a weapon.
This is crazy.
Right.
This is sad, though, because now his daughter, like... Right.
She don't got a dad no more. That's what I'm saying. Like, you did it for your daughter, but now you're in prison for, like, probably the rest of your life.
You know, you get to go lawyer.
Well, the way the system works, definitely.
You didn't really hurt nobody. He just robbed a bank.
You're right. Did you guys hear about LaShonda Childs? She was 17 years old. Actually, it's going to get real sad for a second about that.
Oh, fuck.
Damn. Talk Did I put you. It in there? So, she was 17 years old. Since we got some ovary energy on the podcast. But anyway, she was 17 years old, and she had a boyfriend who was 28.
Yes, I heard about this.
28.
Damn.
He shot her.
He shot what? Her. He was, okay, so he freaked, I think before that he had did a drive-by on her house before that. And then, or was it the same moment that he shot her that he did the drive-by? Either way, he is now, like, charged with her murder or something like that.
Wait, what's the reason?
So he's like a domestic violence situation, basically. Like, he was, like, really abusive to her. And he would, like, threaten her on the regular. She said she made it, and I think she made it either, was it a post or a video where she, it was, like, a basically a cry. It was a post. It was a Facebook post or something like that.
Yeah,
it was
post,
like,
yeah.
She was like, I'm a cry for help, but like no one really like took it as that at the moment after she died. And she's like, you really could fuck with a crazy nigga until he, I want the exact words. What is it? Do you see it?
She said, if you see the signs, don't ignore it. I should have left that nigga a long time ago. Now I ain't even safe in my own house.
And yeah, basically she broke up with him, and that's why he went like lunatic.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And he shot her and killed
that's
her.
That's wild.
You know what's upsetting is that this is like the 19th time this year already.
There's some story. Yeah, that there's been like some type of story about like, a girl. Especially a minority, a female.
And
a black
young
female.
Girl, too.
Yeah.
An older guy, it's like scary.
He's just
like,
wild
you can't
for
do
that,
that.
But you know.
Not that you can't, but I just feel like. I don't know. Like, I know
it's
my parents.
Just a certain level of danger that comes with that, probably. With
exactly.
That lifestyle. Yeah, I see what you're
saying.
Mm hmm. Most definitely.
So
my voice
sad.
Cracked. Sorry. Sorry for the people at home. My voice is dry. Okay. Good idea, Roger. Mm. All right. So, yeah, that sounds better. Cardi B. Well, we'll start the mysterious case segment. And let me explain it to you real quick. Because everybody knows when they come on here. The mysterious case segment is basically when... we talk about a celebrity in the news. You ever heard of Mysterious Case of Benjamin Button?
Of course.
Yeah. So I saw that movie when I was high, and I was like, yo, that'd be a dope-ass segment. Because there'd be some celebrities out there that really got some fucked-up shit going on in their life, or they always in the news, always in some drama. So we're here to help them figure out the mysterious case like we did with Benjamin Button, because that nigga, something was really wrong with it. I need to figure that. I'm still trying to figure out the formula that was in his body. That was But anyway... So, Cardi B is our first person on the Mysterious Case segment. Did you hear about her turning herself in?
Yeah, I heard about that. She was at a...
With the blonde wig.
She came with the legal fix.
Yeah, yeah,
listen.
Yeah.
Very well done. Very well done.
Whoever was PR, they hit it that time.
Yeah.
They hit it that time. They said, listen, we're going to have this image out there for her. Because, sis, you just got charged with a misdemeanor. Two misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm.
What were they... aggravated assault, was it?
Yeah, for trying to get... Apparently, she tried to get the girls that her husband cheated with
beat up,
she... It was like she sicked her friends onto the girls, and so they said that it was her calling a hit or calling an assault on another person, so they charged her with a misdemeanor for that. Was it endangering a person, too? Endangering another person? I think. But anyway, they charged her with two misdemeanors, and sis, I just think that she just handled that so flawlessly. I don't know. But when they first brought her in, she was covered up with umbrellas, they said. Like, you couldn't even see her. They had her, like, you know, because she could have just went to jail that day. But when she came out, she was glowing, honey. Smiles. Yes. This is, I'm free. Hello. I'm here. You thought you could put me away. And then she wound up putting on Instagram in her story, she put, like, the rat emoji all over the story. And I was like, wow. So you calling shots. But she still has the lawsuit with the two girls.
Yeah.
They're still suing her. Though for emotional and trauma and physical damages, like physical.
That's wild. She might have to settle low key, probably.
She is, but I mean, that's what we said. You got to stop risking a bag out here for people, right?
What would you guys have done in this situation?
Honestly,
if your husband was cheating on you and you saw his mistress,
same exact situation, I guess. Yeah.
You go first, because I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, listen, in my eyes, I wouldn't be married. I just wouldn't be married at all.
Really?
But if I were to get married and I had a husband that was cheating on me and I saw her, then, you know, my first impression, I would want to beat the shit out of her, but I try to be the bigger person and try to handle things, you know, with maturity and, like, talk to him. But, you know, when you actually come across it, it's just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. Like, you want to beat the shit out of her. Like, the fuck? But at the same time, it's like, yo, it's not her fault. At the end of the day, you're with him. You're with him.
Yeah, she was working at the end of the day, really. When you really look at it, you know?
And that's the point I was going to make is, like, I swear, no matter what, even if my husband cheats on me, that girl has no fear for me because she not swear an oath to me. She not promised me anything. Mm-hmm. The only person held responsible is the guy. Exactly. You don't have to be married. We do not have to get married. Mm-hmm. Like, if you choose to get married, then you know the commitment that's coming with you. You're aware. Yeah. It's not new. So you're the only person that can be held at fault.
So that's interesting. So, like, what about, like, just a relationship? Like, do you think, like, being in a relationship has the same kind of commitment that being in a marriage... Is it like, can I cheat if I'm in a relationship now? Because, like...
I mean, you're not supposed to.
I'm not supposed to, but, like, we're not married, though.
You see, but here's the thing. That's where communication comes into play. Mm. I feel like now, like, a lot of, you know, millennials, they prefer to be open in relationships, you know, because we're strong-minded and, you know, we have goals that we want to do for ourselves. You know, it's not like back then where it's just like, oh, the wife or the girlfriend, you start a family. I mean, it's still, you know, it's you still see that. It's still that. But
it's not the priority.
Exactly. And so I believe, not pride, but we want to focus on our growth and our self-growth, but we don't want to be lonely either, I feel is the case, is the situation.
I understand.
I don't know.
Well, no, it comes down to, like, just who you are as a person, I think. Because, like, I'm the type of person, if we're together, I don't even care. You could not do anything with the girl. You could, I could catch you texting her, it's over. Just because, what's the point of me doing this with you?
You're not there for the long term.
Exactly. And there's no trust. Like, where I'm at right now, personally, I don't want to be with anyone. I let any guy I talk to, I let know that. Like, she's the same way. Like, I'm going to tell you from the jump, I'm not trying to be with anyone. Like, whatever happens, happens. I'm letting you know that now. Because I'm not in a space. Because if I was to be with someone, I would want to give them everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be a full, present person for them. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you can't be that, then just do not be with somebody. Like, it's that simple. Because that's so selfish. That's the most selfish thing you can do.
Mm. That's valid. That's very valid. That's valid. I like that.
That's how I feel about it. Because when I was, like, I don't think I was 17, my first real boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I was not allowed to
have a boyfriend. Why are you whispering?
Your parents
can't hear you.
It just got that. It just got that serious. Like, she was like, oh my God, it's transporting me back to that time.
I went back to ASMR. I was getting low, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you gotta do a preview for them later on.
But he, like, I was mad we were with him to begin with because I'm a super weird person when it comes to stuff like that. Like, I was like, some one day I would like him, the next day I wouldn't. So,
You were young.
I was
young.
And I caught him texting this girl, and what's crazy is I knew the girl.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I hated her. I had hate in my heart for her. And it ended up going...
Especially after you saw that.
Yeah, bro. It ended up going mad weird because she's actually the one who sent me the stuff, sent me the screenshot. Ended up, honestly, it's a weird-ass situation. I ended up having a three-way phone call conversation with the two of them at a point.
Doing what?
Literally, he's not a good guy. He was, like, apologizing to me. He's like, honestly, to the girl, he's like... Sorry, but I don't really care. Like, I'm more sorry to Sanji because he said I love her. You know
what is this, Jerry Springer?
It was some weird stuff. I've never been involved in anything like that, like drama like that. So I was like, what the frick? But like I said, just the text, it was over, and there was literally no coming back, no matter what.
Hell no.
Because it just proves that, like, you don't have to do. He's like, oh, I didn't do anything. I do not care. Like, you had the intent to.
You were thinking about it.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And that's what I'm on. If I'm actually
what do you, from a male's perspective, dope. Like, what do you think about that?
About what she just said?
Yeah, like when it happens, like when that when men do stuff like that. Like, what do you?
Well, from a male's perspective, you're gonna have to repeat yourself.
Because I had to actually give me like a.
I mean, but here's the thing though. I don't even know like to say the male's perspective because I feel like I know so many girls who would do the same thing. Mm. Like, I don't even think about it as like a guy or a girl. I think it was a person. Like, just people in relationships. Like, people do. I've seen that happen. Like, there is obviously a stigma about men cheating, and it's obviously true. Like, men do cheat because they are biologically, like, garnered towards wanting to be with so many different women. That's the way it works, unfortunately.
Exactly, yeah.
Unfortunately. But I've seen girls who are the same thing.
Oh, exactly. Mm. It's just all about, you know, what you pay attention to, I guess.
But I want to ask you, not to be an interviewer, but because you were saying...
No, this is what it's about.
You were saying, because you were like, oh, but how do you, like, what would you do in the situation? So what would you do? Like, how do you feel about this?
Okay, well, I mean, I like to think I'm a very faithful person. I've definitely cheated before in the past, but, like internally, I'm a faithful person. Like, I cheated with, like, intent to cheat. Like, I just wanted to. You know what I mean? I wanted to see if I felt bad about it, to be very honest. And, like, that was really stupid because, like, why would I feel bad about it, like, if I wanted... You know what I mean? It just wouldn't make any sense. But, like, I think internally I'm a very faithful person. Like, up until that point, I was being very faithful for a very, very long time. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, so, like, as far as, like, that is concerned, like, I'm probably in a different part of my life right now. Like, I don't know. If I catch my girl cheating on me, like, I mean, it depends on the situation. Like, if we're really in, like, a relationship and it's been a while, like, then maybe I might do something. I'm probably not, though. You know what I mean? Maybe, but, like... Like, if it's just, like, some girl that, like, all right, we've been, like all right, we're a boyfriend and girlfriend for, like, a couple months, and, like, I catch you cheating, like, I'm probably just, like, gonna just dead you. You're like, all right, word. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I bet. Like, all right. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Fuck that. Like, and, you know, what's the point? Like, in Cardi B's situation, like, I don't know. Like, that was kind of, like, I want to say, I don't know. I think it's just, like, you're endangering, like, sex workers. You know what I mean? Like, that's their job. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and he's a rapper, and, like, a part of his job kind of is to fuck strippers. Like,
yeah, it's part of yeah.
Like, low-key, you know what I'm saying? Like, not to mention Cardi B, like, you were out of time a stripper, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, you should at least understand. I'm sure you fucked a lot of men's, like, I mean, women's husbands probably. Like, I don't want to, maybe. Like, yeah. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, I just, you know, I guess it's all about disrespect, too.
Yeah.
You know
what, I mean? Yeah. What do you think would be, like, at least for you and your, as a person, would be a reason to cheat? Like, what's something that would make you cheat or why you would cheat?
There's no reason to ever cheat. Let's keep it 100. There's no reason to ever cheat. But, like, I mean, like there's, like, the only reason I would ever have to cheat is because I wanted to. Mm-hmm. Like, I just, like, I don't know if I'm really the type of person to be in a relationship and who knows, and, like, cheat because they're cheating on me and cheat out of spite. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I'm really the type of person to do that. Mm-hmm. But if I cheated, it's because I wanted to. I wanted to cheat. I wanted to be with that girl.
Yeah.
No, of course. If you're being cheated on, just leave.
Oh, yeah. Always just leave. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As Ray is saying, just leave. Don't cheat. You don't want it. Just let it go.
But you could love a person and cheat on a person, too. Like, you know what I mean? In my opinion, you can. I think
that's such a touchy subject.
Yeah, I think it's a touchy subject. Mm-hmm. I was just about to say, like...
You know, it comes down to a lot of different factors, you know?
It's hard. I don't know. Honestly, growing up, when I was really young, I was super, like, strict about cheating and the way things were. But growing up and seeing things and, like, going through things... I don't know. Like, that's the big question. I used to say, like, oh, you cannot be in love with someone if you cheat on them.
Now, I don't know. Now, question. Do you guys think it's a thing to be in love with two people at the same time?
I think it is.
Maybe. Why not?
In love or have love for?
You can have love for one person and be more in love with them than with another person. Mm-hmm.
But I think, I mean, there's levels. I think, if, like, how you're saying, like, almost kind of how you said too, like, you're gonna always love one person more, I would think. I don't think you would ever. And if you love them both the same way, then that means neither one of them are good enough for you, in my opinion. Like, if you love them both exactly the same amount, then, like, I think you're still internally trying to look for better. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, I would think. You know what I mean? Like, that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
ooh, Proverbs. Hey, Chaney.
Hello. It's a scary subject, though.
It is.
Yeah, definitely. Did you hear about Kanye?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You know what? Let's pause the Mysterious Case segment. I need to talk about the Lil Wayne album. Did you listen to it?
I'm going to be quite honest.
What? I was going to say.
Why'd you sit up like that?
Yeah, why'd you sit up like that?
Because I know exactly what she's going to say is that we have not listened to it because when we listen to albums, we like to listen to it fully through and appreciate it as a piece of art.
Mm. And because we have been so busy.
Busy. No time.
No time at all. Like, you know what's funny? That's actually funny that you brought that up because I was like, you know what, Sandra? We're going to get all this, you know, we're going to get match it done. We're going to run errands. Mm-hmm. We're going to get lit. And then we're going to continue finishing errands. And then we're going to go home, prepare gifts, and just relax and listen to music.
Yeah, day plan.
So that's definitely going to be in the
part of the itinerary
mix
for the day.
Yeah.
I like that word.
I like itinerary. That's why I have to say it. Put it there like that way.
Itinerary. That's some GPA words right there. not GPA words. What am I thinking of?
SATs.
SATs. That's what he's saying.
You know what's funny? I only know that because my parents are artists. So when we go do shows, they would say the itinerary for the show. And that's the only reason I know that.
Is that saying schedule?
Yeah. Because I feel like no other situation I've been in have they used that word. I swear. Besides, like, shows. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
No, most definitely. Yeah.
So about the Lil Wayne.
Well, Lil Wayne, I mean, if you guys didn't listen to the album, I don't want to spoil it for you. I want you to listen to the album, come back on Lit Like Leash, and let's talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, we're going to have to come back.
Yeah. I mean, once you guys are on the show, you're gang, so you're always welcome to just come, come inside the booth. It's always dope like that. Actually, we were supposed to have Ola here, but we're waiting. Ola, we're waiting for you.
Ola. Ola, wait a minute. I think I know who you're talking about.
We know an Ola.
Really? Well, she's African.
Oh, know? No, it's a guy.
It's a guy.
Oh, yeah. No.
Never mind.
But no, we're waiting for her. But anyway, yeah, but if you're allowed to just always come pop through in the booth. Yeah.
Awesome. Dope.
Yeah. Kanye.
He was wearing the Colin Kaepernick shirt with the MAGA hat. Did we talk about this last week? I'm not sure.
What was that? I'm sorry.
No, we didn't talk about this last week.
This guy stresses me out.
Honestly, yeah, I just want to know what's going on
mentally
in his
what
life.
What happened to old Kanye? He made that song on the album. Do you guys remember
old Kanye?
Yeah. And I was like, wow, how did he read my thoughts? How very true.
He's just BSing, bro. He's just trolling.
You know what? He's a Gemini.
What does that mean?
It's like, how
explain it to
like
me.
Two-faced, like two personalities, like, yeah.
I mean, he also did say that he is bipolar. Yeah. And mental illness has a lot of tunnels and holes that'll take you, so.
I'm thinking more so in character. Not so much that you can blame mental illness on the way that you do things. Ooh, I thought I broke my phone. The way that you do things and the way that, I think you should separate your music from your character.
Mm.
That you can't always judge your music off of your character. Mm-hmm. But then again, like, who can judge other people's music? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, what do you think about that? Like, do you think, like, when it comes to Kanye, that you could listen to Yandy? Or would you think, nah, I'm not going to listen to Yandy right now because of the way that Kanye is?
That's so hard of a question. What do you think?
Honestly, I'm always open to listening like new tracks and new music, especially after something he pulled like that, just to see where he's at. Like, I want to hear, I want to see, like, I want to understand what he's going through his music and through his art, because, you know, he is at the end of the day an artist, and so I feel like he can explain himself best through music.
Have you heard the recent interviews he's done though?
I don't think so.
I mean, his Instagram itself. But you know what's
sad?
Yeah,
his
gram was, when I was looking through before, I heard again about him bringing the stuff back up about like wearing the MAGA hat and all that stuff. His Instagram was actually interesting. It was like almost a study of life. Like, I thought it was cool when I was first looking through it. So, I don't know. He scares me because when you're that big, like, there's something on your shoulders.
There's a certain burden, certain platform that you have, certain people, audience that you need to be speaking to.
Like,
exactly. And especially when you have the Black community who has been, like, supporting you throughout your whole career.
Exactly.
And then now all of a sudden, you know, you're getting into braids. Hello, how are you?
I'm about to slide in here. What's going on?
Of course. You know what? Actually, yeah, it's good to have another person in here, actually.
Because
we're
going to
start the advice. Well, actually, what's the time check right now? Okay. Because I was rushing the advice part last week, so I want to actually spend some time on it this week. So we're going to start it in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
So it's good that he's actually in here. But we'll do one more. Snoop Dogg and his change of heart when it came to Kanye.
Oh yeah, that whole situation.
He called him Uncle Tom ass nigga. You know, like Uncle Mr. Rufus.
Yeah,
Uncle Rufus. Ruckus. Uncle Ruckus. His name's Ruckus.
Yeah, Ruckus.
Definitely
from Rufus. I thought it was Rufus. It could be Rufus. I don't know.
Honestly, but Snoop Dogg, he's a funny man, bro.
But he's a great guy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I take everything he says, I don't know, seriously.
Yeah, me
so
too.
So when, like, he was like, all the time, I was like, word.
Word.
Whatever you mean. Like, Snoop Dogg, I agree with you. But then, like, when he turned around, I was like, forgiveness is everything. When he did the picture of Kanye. And I was like, but wait.
I feel like he was trolling.
But
you think so?
Honestly, I feel like Snoop Dogg was definitely trolling, for sure.
Everybody wants to troll.
For sure. He was definitely trolling, for sure. Like, fuck Kanye, the tape, the album, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not listening. Would you listen to Yandy? I'm not listening to Yandy. I don't know.
I would.
Did you
listen to
the last seven? The
I wouldn't listen to it.
Yeah,
just I just don't want to fuck with it. Not because the whole.
I'm sorry, what? I heard something.
I know, she said she loved
you
it.
You loved the EP?
Not the... The... What's the Yay?
The
you
seven,
Yay?
The seven song EP?
Is
I don't
Yay?
Even remember the
yeah,
name.
I think it's called Yay.
Yeah, Yay.
The one where he has, like, all the artists, Ty Dolla $ign on it.
Mm.
A lot.
Before that, what album was out? Not Yeezus.
No, it was Life of Pablo.
Well, yeah, well, Life of Pablo.
Right after
the last thing he had before.
Kid See Ghost is what you're talking about?
That's the one
no,
with Kid
that's
with
Kid Cudi, yeah.
That's different.
That shit was trash.
I think you're angry. All that stuff was trash. Yeah, okay, well, I didn't listen to that EP. And
at all?
No.
Not even a little bit? You didn't catch them out there hearing it?
Nah.
I'll tell you right now.
Nah. Not while he was wearing the Make America Great hat.
I was not
about to be looking at them.
I can see what Kanye mean, though. Not to reason with him. As far as, like industrializing America, like putting factories and shit. Like, I understand that part, but like, it's just the way, I don't know, it's just the way people interpret it and the way he went about it kind of like misconstrued the
mm-hmm.
message, you know what I'm saying? So it's like Kanye's a coon, but he should have just went about it a different way
mm-hmm.
than what he did.
Yeah, it didn't get hit. I feel like it wasn't portrayed correctly. He has a message, but it's like, the way he's getting it across is not, it's a negative,
exactly.
It's very negative, and
mm-hmm.
it's not.
Yeah.
Helping him at
all. Honestly, I thought he'd made like a turn finally. Like, I thought he was coming
back.
I
thought when he went to the Chicago,
yeah,
I was like,
everything,
yo,
the people,
yes.
It's, I don't know what's
then
going on.
Then he came out the next day and was just like bugging, big bugging.
Kanye it out. Kanye West.
Listen.
Need a flex bomb for that.
I need to get that. Listen, we will come back. Guys, come back on the show. You'll see the soundboard popping. But but we didn't talk about Snoop Dogg. Like, what do you think about him switching up like that?
Honestly, I feel like, you know what? He might be trolling.
Wow, my phone died.
He might be trolling, but at the same time, he probably thought about it, and he was like, yo, you know, at the end of the day,
damn, I'm gonna do that nice.
It's all love.
So.
Then again, he might be trolling.
But then again, he also might forgive Kanye, but he still know he has some bullshit and not to fuck with him. Because you can forgive somebody and not fuck with him.
That's
exactly.
Very,
so
very
I feel like it's either both sides. Like, he might have been trolling, but he also might have
mm-hmm.
been like, yo, it's cool, but I just don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
Type shit. Don't ask me for a feature.
Because he came at him for not dropping Yandy when he said he was going to release it,
mm-hmm.
too. So, I mean, there's definitely some truth.
Though. That's because they're both musicians. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
Like, more so you're looking for as like an artist aspect of it, like, yeah, I rap, you rap,
mm-hmm.
so I'm expecting you to drop some, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
as far as like on a personal level, I don't think Snoop Dogg really rock with Kanye.
How much charge does everyone have? I'm sorry to cut everybody off.
Oh, you know what, the charger's not even being used and it's my fault for not.
No, I'm saying, like, who
it.
Has the highest, because like I gotta get to the thread for the
I have
20. Advice.
It should
24.
Be like
24. Oh, you guys are big balling
right now. For now.
Does it die quickly? I hate when I
phone
dies.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with my phone.
Yeah,
my Apple released that new phone, ruined everything.
Listen.
Yeah.
But one of you guys do me a favor though? Can you go to the Twitter thread? Because my phone died right here. But it's at Six Brown Chicks. Make sure you guys to go follow them because they be having this thread that comes out every Thursday.
Ooh, I love threads.
That is about advice. And it's, well, people submit the questions.
Okay,
ooh.
I love
and
that. I love stuff like that.
Twitter
mm-hmm.
gets to answer.
Your Twitter threads are lit.
What is it?
Twitter is my favorite app right
it's
now.
Six
it's
Six Brown
Chicks. It's been my favorite app, honestly.
Twitter's like
Six
really
Brown.
Like the news. The world, it's global news.
Yeah,
seriously.
That's crazy.
You're the
they
best. Thank you, Sanji, for giving me this.
Of course.
Because my phone was like...
It was like, peace,
gone.
Gotta go.
For the count. How do I get to this? Where is it? But do you guys, I heard, Braids.
What's up?
You gonna introduce yourself to the podcast?
Oh, yeah, listen, guys. It is I, LL Cool Braids, the one and only, you know what I mean? It's Little Braids here, you know? I just came to check out the podcast, and we're going to a show tonight.
Yeah, so make sure you guys stop doing Brash Talk too.
Yeah, Brash Talk too. I headline my Grim Dozer. I'll be performing myself, Only Got Dope, along Kodak B, Young Gold, YMB 201, Trip,
everybody.
I think Brando might pull up.
Everybody.
I mean, by the time you guys hear this, the show's gonna be over.
Everybody.
But like, gang, it's gonna be lit. You're gonna see
everybody.
Videos. Gang.
Everybody. It's gonna be lit.
Dope.
Shout out to everybody.
That sounds really
cool.
Super fire.
What about you guys? You guys have any performance experience?
Well, okay, so as a duo, we had our first little gig.
Where at?
It was at a wedding, so we sang for a couple, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a bridal thing.
It was a bridal
thing. Did you guys get paid?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was a really cool experience. It was a really cool experience.
Keep it going. Don't do no free shows now. But how much did you get? Well, you don't have to really tell me, but just go with that price. You don't have to say it. Go with that price, though.
You like $1 sign, $2 sign, $3 sign.
And the better you get, the more equipment you guys get on your own, and the more you learn, add, like, how much you pay for that, add it onto your price.
Honestly, I'm very lucky because my dad was giving us a lot of advice about everything. Because I've been performing, when my mom was performing, I said, man, I've been performing since I was real young. Mm-hmm. Like, I was one of those kids, like.
Those are bamboo papers?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
I was like a traveling kid.
Like, I traveled a lot when I was really young.
Yeah.
But I was also, like, when I come home, I'd be, like, a musical theater kid and, like, a choir kid. But then also, like, running my room kid.
Mm.
So, Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Where was I going with this? I lost my train of thought.
The last word you said was
you
kid.
You said I was my performing kid.
Uh-huh. Oh, because you're asking about, like, experience and, like,
yeah,
and, like, performing
yeah,
stuff.
Okay.
Like, yeah, so my dad is the one who gave us, like, the price to give.
Yeah.
Based off of, like, where we were at.
Mm-hmm.
Like, with us, like, being so new and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out pretty well.
That's
really cool.
Right. I apologize for my coughing. I'm sick as fuck.
No, listen. I was very sick the other week. So, the listeners dealt with that. So, yeah. If you guys want, we can get into this part. Lessons from Leash.
Lessons from Leash.
That's
good.
I'm sorry, I don't know your password, but this is a dope ass rock screen. Wow.
Oh.
This is angelic.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. Can you put your lock?
Excuse my cracked screen.
No, listen, I was Team's cracked phone.
I was really upset. I literally got it fixed, 2 weeks later, broke it again.
Listen, I'm gonna wait till I get a new phone. So, welcome to this thread. It's interesting now that we got some ovary energy on the podcast.
Yes, ma'am.
And who's this going to be? Dope, just going to you?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So, these are some interesting questions. We're using some interesting topics. And I'm probably going to throw some little shit into there just to spread the time out and stuff.
Yeah.
But we're going to go through and do these questions. So, first question is, she just tell me your password because this locks really quickly.
Blur it out.
Just because honestly, I forget it. I'm not gonna lie. I've not put it in so long. I'm so used to his thumbnail.
No way. Hold on. Now I lost it. Give me a second. Oh, nope. It came back.
Oh, when we laugh.
Okay, this is what we do.
We definitely need the flex ball. For no reason.
All right. Sorry, question one. I've been with this man for 13 and a half years.
I already know.
Props.
We've had our ups and downs, but I never thought he would do me dirty like this.
What he do?
He died. Heart failure. And his social security benefits, etc., go to his wife.
She's tight. She's tight. That's how they ain't leaving no money.
What the fuck?
She said he did her dirty by dying. Yo, shout out to her, yo. Shout out to my man, too. Rest in peace, dog. For real.
She said, I got nothing to show from being there. Talk to her.
Wow.
Advice? Question mark.
Oh, my God.
What are you guys going to tell her? She said, he did me dirty, he died, and left all his social security benefits to his wife.
Bro, I'm honestly...
His wife.
Yeah, the wife part is what's messing me up. What? You with him for 13 and a half years, you got a whole wife.
He probably just never got divorced. He probably was just in that relationship.
Some girls love being a side chick.
Yeah, honestly, some girls enjoy
There's nothing
that.
Wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
You don't think anything's wrong with being a side chick?
It's a beautiful position.
Wrong?
I don't think anything's
wrong
with anything. I mean, like, wait. Oh, what am I talking about? Okay, all right. In a situation where if you are married or in a relationship, that is wrong. Being a side chick is wrong. That is wrong. But I'm saying, if you're single, you know, you talk to somebody, and, you know, you kind of got your substitutes. That's cool. That's all right.
That's not a side chick. That's
allowed.
They're just talking to more than one person at once.
Yeah,
like chilling out.
Yeah, but like if you're in a relationship, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's not cheating. Is not cool.
Oh fuck!
Word.
Let's play those songs then.
Word. Flex bomb.
Yeah, guys, what's the name of your first song?
So our first song, this is really cool. We're gonna play Smile, right?
Yeah, Smile.
So a little
wait,
backstory.
let me walk it in. Let me introduce it. And it's Smile, and what's the group name?
SNS.
SNS?
Yeah.
Right, let me know when you're about to play it. I got this.
All right.
You're now rocking out at the Lit Like Leash podcast. It is LL Cool Braid signing in, and we're going to come in real smooth with Smiles by SNS.
Love
yeah.
that. That was cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so great.
And that was Smiles brought to you by SNS. And we're back at the Lit Like Leash podcast. You know,
yes,
it's lit right
yes,
now.
Yes,
I was honestly feeling that. I liked that. It sounded good.
Thank you, man.
And we got you got another song for us?
Yeah.
One more. What we got?
This one is Feel My Moment.
Feel My Moment.
ASMR, Feel My Moment.
ASMR, Feel My Moment.
You guys need to do ASMR.
Ain't that when you just talk and shit?
Yeah.
You gotta talk.
You shouldn't really talk.
What's that shit where they eat?
Trust me, alright. emotions, forget the emotions. Don't think that you deserve the flowers and my petals. Got you feeling some type of way. Yeah. I'm better off staying away.
If you guys want, we got like what 10 minutes left for the podcast.
Cool.
We got 10 minutes. We'll do two of the advice. If you guys want, I don't know. You guys want
10
no,
minutes?
No, we want 10 minutes.
Okay.
Why is that funny?
Because you just repeated it.
Let's see. I'll pick one. Okay.
Don't question my humor.
All right. So, question three. My boyfriend is everything, except one small thing, his video game addiction. I knew it was a problem when I came home from work and he, one, lost his job, two, stole our rent money, three, bought video games all on the same day.
What?
What to do? He says I'm nagging him. And I want to hear from y'all.
Listen, all right, to my man's playing video games, if you're going to lose your job, bro, at least be, you know, try to get a job playing video games, mm-hmm. like try professional gaming, but stealing your rent money is not cool, bro, because you wouldn't have a place to stay to play video games. You need Wi-Fi, bro, so you got to take care of your household.
You definitely need
Wi-Fi. And for the girl and the girls, you don't really have to do much. Like, honestly, I would say leave in that situation because he stole the rent money. Mm-hmm. But, like, to better that situation, if he didn't steal the rent money, like, I'd say console with him. Like, bro, like, you are playing video games a lot. Maybe you should pursue. Like, you know, try to get him to pursue video games. See if that works out for both of you. But if not, just leave, sis. Mm-hmm.
These days, there's money in video game YouTube channels.
Yeah. That's a fact.
What do you ladies have to say about it?
That's a fact. Listen, to the girlfriend... Leave. You gotta go.
You gotta go.
Leave. Run leave. You've had enough. I swear. Like.
Stealing rent money.
I'm sorry. After you stealing rent money.
You lost your job and you stole our rent money and to just to go buy a
your
video
job?
Games. You didn't use it to go buy groceries, which would probably mean you went to go use it to buy a video game.
I want
to
know what game is he
exactly.
playing.
Exactly.
And yeah,
what game
Fortnite.
Did he buy?
I bet you it's Fortnite.
Fortnite's free.
Okay, but let's say it started as Fortnite then, and they got somewhere. Actually, not to the back because people.
I want
to
know what
he bought the Call of Duty. He bought the new Call of Duty.
I was just
about
to say,
he pre-ordered it. If not, it had to be 2K.
Actually,
2K, that's true.
2K. That sounds like a 2K player move right there. Yeah, like a 2K nigga. Nah, man.
He said, nah, man, you're funny.
That's wild.
Yeah. I like these advice topics. Can we get one more?
Yeah.
Can we squeeze it one more?
Let's do it.
Let's come on, man. These give us something juicy though. Yeah.
All right. I got
it. He said with the drama.
My evil coworker, who always takes credit for my work, is going through something at home. So I've been nicer to her. She confided that she's pregnant by a manager's boyfriend. How do I proceed to leak this info?
Oh my gosh. Oh.
He's made my life here a living hell.
Oh,
so shit. Wait. Just
tell her, girl.
She definitely. Because the girl's pregnant.
However, if you
the manager's boyfriend has made her life a living hell.
Why did she say she didn't like the girl?
So they're both evil, I guess.
Oh, she got haters.
Listen,
she got haters, but no navigators.
With the information that I know, I'm gonna blackball the shit out of her. I'm gonna blackmail. There you go. I'm gonna make him so scared, and then I'm gonna just wind up telling, like, you know what I mean? I'm gonna tell whoever I gotta tell, her boyfriend, I guess. Yo, that nigga did some grimy shit, bro.
Wait, her coworker.
Whoever is pregnant? It is.
Her coworker is pregnant by the manager's boyfriend.
That she doesn't like both of them. Honestly, I'm gonna just say this real quick.
That shit confused the hell out of me.
I've learned, and I've decided, like, going forward, like, I'm never going to do some spiteful shit back to someone who did spiteful shit to me. Mm-hmm. I swear that shit comes back to you, and then in the end, like, when you don't be spiteful back, no one can ever say you were spiteful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it hit me on my heart. Mm-hmm. You know. You go.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you even tell me that, knowing you did, you know, knowing exactly. You fucked me, why would you even tell me that, thinking I'm going to hold you down? No, nigga.
Yeah, nah, bro.
Fuck you.
He said, fuck you.
You know, that's crazy that you said that, because karma does play a part.
Mm-hmm.
Karma is a bitch.
And it comes back full force.
My question is, you know, you guys have beef, so why do you go and confide in her?
Like,
I never talk
What's
to
the me. Motive? What's the motive behind
if
that?
If I know there's girls that don't like me, I'm never going to let them know anything
about
me.
About exactly. Yeah. You're a good lover.
Don't even acknowledge who doesn't like you. Don't. Sucks. Just don't. They don't like you. Fuck them.
That's true too.
Acknowledge the ones who do like you. Worry about those people. Don't worry about those who don't like you. And then use that in every aspect of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then watch the growth, bro. Thank me later. Flex bomb.
All right. We'll do one last one, and then we'll do the Lady Track of the Week, and then that'll be the end of Lady Track.
Dope.
Had a fling with a pastor's wife.
What are these?
And she's been good to me, too, financially.
In the name of Jesus.
I recently ended things because I found the one. All caps. Pastor's wife tells me every day that I'm going to hell and that she's summoning the devil on me, etc.
Yeah.
And I'm very afraid. What to do?
Listen, I don't play with any of that. Like, any of the spiritual
I don't play
shit.
With demons.
I don't play with that.
I believe all full force. I believe, not full force, I believe fully in those things.
Yeah.
I believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
Bless you,
though.
Oh, bless you, bro. You sneezed.
Bless
I'm
you.
Sorry.
My bad.
Yeah,
my
but.
No, I know damn well the spirits are coming after me. Like, I am not playing the.
So
I'm not
I will
playing
apologize.
Games. I'm not.
I'm going to say it right now. I'm definitely a demon, so.
Bro, get the fuck.
That's why I'm here. That's
why I'm
here.
Get a load of this fucking guy. I'm a fucking get a load of this guy. But I mean, if you know what you're getting into, at the end of the day, like, listen, don't fuck other people's. Come on, stop doing it. Stop. You wouldn't want it happening to you. But honestly, I don't believe in all of that. Like I'm very spiritual. Yeah, like I believe in greater energies.
Yeah.
But I believe in greater energies that is no bad. Like I just be so
yeah.
It's you know just don't do no fuck shit like that. That shit's weird. Don't do it, sis. In the name of Jesus. That's
amen.
Amen.
Oh my God. People always want to spread tea in the church. It's crazy.
Church is where the most sinister shit happens.
True.
Hello.
Yeah.
And the holiest place.
Movies,
nah, in real life, the most sinister shit happens in churches.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Mm.
All right. So, who wants to introduce the Lady Track of the Week?
What's the Lady Track of the Week?
How does it work?
I gotta pick a song.
You guys can actually do. Let me know what song that you guys would listen to.
Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. Boom.
Yeah,
thank me later. It's either that.
It's either that
or Keith Sweat. How deep is your love?
I would do Rick Astley.
Rick Astley.
Yeah.
That's how you feel it, Rick Astley.
That'd be a good ending. Like,
yeah.
Okay. Well. All right. thank you, Braids, for introducing the lead track of the week. And you guys want to say any final thoughts before you say your goodbyes?
Yo, honestly, I'm coming back.
Yeah. All right.
Wait. Tell them y'all social media handles and shit like that. Definitely share yourselves. Promos, everything.
We like our shameless plugs.
My name is so long. Okay, guys. If you're trying to find me on the gram...
I'll put it in the
she's gonna put it in. What is this? At Sanji Ray LaRue, my full name. But I'll show her. Yeah,
Sanji Ray LaRue, le fou.
It is French.
Sanji.
You're missing the
Sanji.
Which hopefully will be linked, so check me out.
And you can find me anywhere at Sherls.
Spell it.
S-H-R.
Wow.
Yeah, you used to do the...
With the chips. Crunchiness and...
Yo, there's people that's into this shit.
You gotta do the...
Hey, yo, we in here making sound
effects. Hey, yo, well, all right. Everybody say goodbye.
Thank you so much for having us. We'll definitely come back.
Yes, thank you so much.
Definitely.
It's LL Cool J. LL Cool Braids signing off from the Lit Light Leaf Pod. Blah, blah, blah. You get the point.
Yeah, okay. But anytime you come on here, you're gang. So welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
So, yeah. Toodles. See you.
Bye.
This is super cool.
We usually smoke more than this, but...